Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett was born in 1786 near the mouth of Limestone Creek in what would become the state of Tennessee. He was the fifth of nine children and split his time playing in the outdoors and passing time in the log cabin tavern operated by his father. Davy listened to the stories the travelers told about the wilderness to the west, and it sparked his desire for a life of adventure. When Davy was 13, his father sent him to school, but after only 4 days, Davy got in a fight and, rather than face a whipping from his father, he ran away from home. He found employment driving a herd of cattle to Virginia and stayed on there working for farmers, freighters, and a hat maker. After 2 years, he returned home. Davy went to work for one of the neighbors, and in his spare time, he practiced shooting his rifle and developing his hunting skills. He became so proficient, he won most of the local shooting contests, paying 2 bits for a single shot at a target, the one closest to the bullseye winning a quarter of beef. Davy's aim was so true, he often took home the entire beef. Once again, Davy returned to school. This time, his studies lasted 6 months before he abruptly quit to go to work and get married. He fought in the Creek Indian War, became a representative to the Tennessee legislature, and was elected to Congress, where he became famous for his backwoods stories and humorous speeches. In 1835, Davy led a group of Tennessee volunteers to Texas to fight in the war against Mexico. It was at the Alamo in March of 1836 that Davy Crockett, along with a force of 186 men, refused to surrender to the 4,000 troops in the Mexican army. The Americans fought to the last man in the Battle of the Alamo.